You're locked on Flames Talk, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's Flames Talk on a Monday, June 23rd, with Aaron Vickers of NHL.com. My name is Pat Steinberg, and very happy to welcome our next guest to the program, because Justin Kirkland, last time we chatted with Justin on Flames Talk, he had just been announced as Calgary's team nominee for the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy. And this time around, Justin has just signed a one-year contract extension at $900,000 with the Flames earlier on this Monday. Last year, 2 goals, 8 points in 21 games. Also, 3-for-4 in the shootout. And Justin joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline right now. Justin, it's Pat and Aaron. How are we doing today?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm doing fantastic today. No complaints. really excited and a pretty proud day for myself and my family.
Yeah, that's awesome. How nice does this one feel? And how just kind of like, I'm curious, knowing everything that's gone into the Justin Kirkland journey, a one-way deal, more than a week ahead of free agency. How does a day like today feel?
Yeah, it's special. It's a surreal feeling. It's a big weight off the shoulders as well. Right from the time I got injured back in December, I mean, in the back of my mind is what's going to happen next year. So to get something done, especially with Calgary, that was my goal right from the start, was this is where I want to be. So it's just all the different emotions are coming through. It's special, very, very excited. And, it's, like I said, this is where I want to be and with this group of guys. So, it's just a really, really positive day here.
What's the negotiation? And I know that, you know, that's not so much you, but what's kind of the process like from your standpoint? Because as you said, in the last time we spoke with you, you made it very clear that, hey, Calgary being with the Flames is the number one priority and the number one option for you. So knowing that, what's the process like as you and your representation start to move towards a deal?
Yeah, it's, it all happened pretty fast, really over this weekend. My agent did a fantastic job and we were fortunate that Calgary was, open to bringing me back and had that trust in me that, the work that I've been putting in to rehab back from the knee injury and everything, it's a lot of trust from the organization to offer that one-way contract. And, there's not a lot that I do for the negotiation. I sit back and I get a phone call from my agent saying, hey, this is what's going on and here we are. So it was pretty cool though. I was out at a wedding on Saturday and had to take a few phone calls. So, we were working towards something and it was an exciting night. Got to celebrate a little bit extra knowing that something was probably going to come to fruition.
You mentioned the one-way deal. How much of a kind of show of faith does it feel like from your standpoint getting that one-way deal and having a little bit more security in that regard?
Yeah, it's what I've dreamed of and worked my entire life for is to get a contract like this. So like I mentioned before, the organization and Conroy are putting a lot of trust in me, and I don't take that lightly. So I know I've got a lot of work to do still over the next 2.5 months to make sure that when we hit the ground running in training camp that, there's no issues and I'm right up to speed. So it's really, really special. And I take a lot of pride in the work that I've done in the rehab process and also very thankful for the staff of the Flames, Kalen Rolkoff, Scotty Sear, who have worked by my side for the last 6.5 months and still continue to do so over the summer. Those guys have logged a lot of hours behind the scenes, doing some pretty heavy lifting, making sure that they're getting me back into good shape.
The I know that there's a serious injury that has taken place while you've been a member of the Flames, but I mean, as soon as news started to get out that you were signing a contract. Like, it was nothing but excitement from Flames fans on social media. And it just, it felt like, even going back to last summer with you now calling Calgary home, that signing here just made sense. And this was something that was going to be a good fit. And it feels like, even with that knee injury, it's been such a good fit. How come, in your mind, why do you think that it has been such a tailor-made fit for you since rejoining the organization a year ago?
Yeah, I don't know if I could really nail it down to a single point, but I think when I re-signed here last offseason, it was exciting. I'm familiar with the organization. I've always enjoyed the people that I've spent my time with here, whether that's management, coaches, the players, all the different staff members who I've continued to see over the summers while I was with different organizations. So I think the comfortability, and then I don't know what it is with the fans, but the way that they've rallied behind me and supported me and my family throughout this journey has been second to none, and that's a massive reason why we wanted to stay here. It's we feel that love, and it is home, but they make it that much more special being here.
So that stuff doesn't get lost on you, hey?
No, not at all. It's I've never experienced it before in my career. This was kind of this past season was the real first stint and extended look that I had in the NHL, and I felt that love and passion from the fan base, from the Sea of Red, and that's something that continues to drive me to keep pushing and keep working hard and continue to prove that I belong in the NHL. So it's nothing but love from them, and it's the same way going back. That's how I feel about them. So like I said, that's another big factor why we wanted to stay here.
We're chatting with Justin Kirkland. He has signed a one-year contract extension with the Flames on this Monday. He's joining us here on Flames Talk. Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers along with you, Vix.
Justin, how do you evaluate your 21 games with the Flames this past season? You score your first NHL goal. You get to play shootout hero multiple times. Just how do you summarize the 21 games you did get in?
Yeah, it was a special 21 games for me. It all kind of happened so fast, and I had, the success was coming. The team was doing well. We were just riding the high, me, my wife, and my family. And after the injury happened, I had a lot of time to sit back and reflect on those, 2.5 months, whatever it was. And I just thought, for me and the kind of player that I am, whatever I can do to help the team, I want to do, whether that's, playing 6 minutes a night and being hard on the forecheck and physical and hard to play against, taking faceoffs or getting an opportunity to go in the shootout. I just try to provide the team with some depth. And like I said, whatever I can do to help the team win, I'm all for it. So it was the best 2 months of my life.
I know you've talked about it before, but how much is that emotion just completely 180 when you do sustain that season-ending injury?
Yeah, it was from, I felt like the top of the world to probably one of the lowest points of my life. It was really, really tough, but, I've touched on it before, the support that I received from my wife, my family, my teammates and the organization in the city, they continue to push. And also I was going through the same thing with Anthony Mantha. And we created a really close bond and I was fortunate that I had somebody else to go through the rehab process with. So, it was definitely a low point and a lot of long days in the gym and in the treatment room, trying to get this knee, going again after surgery. But, things are moving along really well now. And, the knee's in a great place. We're back to skating and feeling really good on the ice. So, that it feels like a really long time ago. It's been quite the process to get to this point, and the work's not done yet. So, we'll continue to push and rehab, and we'll be ready to go for training camp.
Yeah, you mentioned being back on the ice. It's been roughly 8 months or so since you sustained the injury. What are sort of the next steps you look to take in your recovery as you get set for training camp in September?
Yeah, I think it's continuing to be aggressive with the rehab and the workouts. And at this point now, we're sort of past A lot of the rehab stuff is now kind of on the backside, and it's about getting stronger, more explosive, getting that knee back up to speed with the rest of the body. So that's continuous. 5 days a week, we're in there continuing to work on that. And also on the ice, obviously, you're trying to get better every summer. So anything that we can find to do and continue to improve the skating with the new knee now, we got to make sure that that it's ready to go. So it's not going to stop. And like I said, we're just going to keep pushing and push the limits as much as we can.
You've kind of touched on it a little bit, but what does the day-to-day look like when you're at this point of the rehab, and how long have you been skating for, and what do those sessions typically look like?
I guess a normal day is we're usually in the gym first. You show up, I got some extra knee prep stuff to do before we get into the workout, and we're out on the track for probably a good 45 minutes to an hour working on all sorts of explosive work, footwork, stuff like that. In the gym for another probably a good hour 15, strength training. On the bike for a little bit of cardio, and then we're usually on the ice after. And right now, my program's a little different from the other guys, so I'll work 2 days a week with Danielle, our power skating coach, who's, she's absolutely fantastic at what she does, and is a big reason why, my knee is feeling good on the ice. So, and then we got one other day of skills work, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So, it keeps us busy, but, they've got a really good program, lined up for myself to make sure that I'm continuing to build and keep getting this knee stronger.
So Justin, how long have you been back on the ice for now?
3 weeks now.
Okay. How is the knee feeling? How do you feel like it's responded to pushing it harder than you've pushed it to this point?
Surprisingly, really good. I was pretty nervous to get back on the ice for the first time, not knowing what to expect. It had been 6 months since I'd been on the ice, so luckily it's progressed very quickly on the ice again, and getting to be back out there feels great. We've really progressed through the program, sort of the outline that they had for me quite quickly. So I think we're probably a little bit ahead of our original schedule on where we thought we'd be with my skating. So that's encouraging news, because you put all this work in over the last 6 months and you step on the ice and that's what you've got to do for your job. So you're just hoping that, that work that you've done is going to translate to the ice. And like I said, that's a lot of credit to the trainers and the medical staff for building that program and really doing whatever we needed them to do to make sure that we're in the best position possible.
With all that work that you've put in, is the expectation that you're going to be able to get right back to 100% where you were pre-injury, or are there going to have to be some adjustments made, whether it be maintenance or in the overall style of play that you have?
No, there should be no limitations. We should be hitting the ground running at training camp. And my personal expectation is that I'll come back better than I was last season. And that's through, like I said, a lot of time in the gym and on the ice as well. So there shouldn't be any limitations, and no style of my game. I don't plan on changing that at all.
That leads perfectly to my next question: of you made so many steps, made so much progress last season pre-injury. How much more do you think you have to elevate your game? And could this maybe be a little bit of a blessing in disguise? You mentioned having a lot of extra time in the gym. Maybe there are some other elements when you're out, whether it's stick handling or shooting or whatnot, that you're able to work on. How much more room do you feel like you have to grow?
Yeah, I think, I don't set any sort of specific expectation, but like I said, through that work and a lot of time in the gym, I expect to be stronger and faster. And, like you said about shooting pucks, stuff like that off the ice, that all comes into it as well. So I just want to come in and prove I belong in the NHL and continue to produce. And I think with the steps that I took last year, it's a good boost for the confidence. And I think that stuff plays a really big role as well for each guy. Having that confidence is a big part. So I'm coming in hoping to take a spot out of training camp and having a big season. So not sure exactly what that looks like, but I just want to make sure I can come in and help this team win.
Just a few more with Justin Kirkland after signing a one-year extension with the Flames on this Monday. When you look back to last year, Justin, was there a moment for you that, you know, you kind of it all clicked for you with this organization? Like, can you look back and say there was a time where, hey, you know what, I feel comfortable, this is where I belong, this is where I am supposed to be, or is that maybe a little too simplistic and it's a little difficult to pinpoint one time?
Yeah, I think it is hard to pinpoint an exact time, but I think the one thing that stands out the most is when I scored my first goal against the Oilers, and like I talked about with the confidence and that happening, you know, me understanding, hey, I belong in this league, I can score in this league, I can help this team, and then just slowly as the games went on, you're around the guys more, you're more involved in the group. And, you know, I didn't feel like just a call up. I felt like, you know, I was really part of that group, and I was helping pull that rope in the same direction. So, you know, the guys welcomed me with open arms, and like I talked about before, the group in that dressing room, it's a fantastic group of guys, that all have the same goal. And, you know, I think the way that the team plays as well is it's a team game, and, that's something that I love. I love being around, you know, a group that's all willing to do whatever it takes to win. You see the guys blocking shots and guys like Ryan Lomberg going out and fighting twice in the game for his teammates and stuff like that. And that's an environment that you want to be around.
We've asked you and you've asked a lot of, answered a lot of questions about the shootout before. We know how strong you were in the shootout in the American League and what that lifetime record looks like. But as you started to translate it to the NHL level, were you a little, before you saw puck starting to go in, you finished 3-for-4 in a really short period of time in the shootout this season. Were you pretty confident it was going to translate, that part of your game was going to translate to the NHL level? Or were you a little, did you need to see it before you could really be confident?
I think I was confident in my ability in the shootouts. Was I confident that I was going to get an opportunity to go? No, I wasn't. We've got some extremely skilled players on the Flames. And, when I got the nod for that first one, I wasn't quite expecting it. Then obviously when you see it go in, it's like, okay, this, you know, it works here as well. We're working on some other moves as well. So, the videos are out there now, so we've got to be a little more creative, but, it's, you know, that's a cool part that, I was able to contribute in that way. And, it's exciting. So, hopefully that success continues.
You mentioned the group of guys and being around this team, agonizingly close to being a playoff team this year, but what is the feel around the group as you head into next season, and just how excited are you for what this group might be able to accomplish on the ice next year?
Yeah, well, I think you look at how close we were last year and the expectations for the group, and you know, I think guys see that, but at the end of the day, we don't really care what, you know, the outside is saying. It's us that's going to determine the results. So, you know, I think everybody's got the same expectation of we're coming in here and we want to make the playoffs. And whether that's whatever place that is, you just got to get in. So that's our goal. And I know that, you know, the guys will be putting in the work this summer to make sure that everybody's coming back and doing the best job that they can to make sure that, that we achieve that goal. And once you get in, you never know what can happen after that.
What does the rest of the summer look like for you now, Justin?
Nothing too crazy. We're around Calgary pretty much all summer, so we're enjoying the outdoors and a little bit of golf here and there. Nothing too crazy. A few weddings, but it's nice to, like I said, to have our home base here. And it's also a big relief knowing that come September we won't be packing up all of our bags and loading up the truck and moving. So. We're pretty excited about that.
And last one, but like no apprehension going into July 1st too. I, that that must I,
that must be such a huge weight off your shoulders, knowing that you have a deal and you're not going to have to be figuring things out in the first few days of free agency. I can't even imagine how much of a weight that must be off a guy's shoulders.
Yeah, it's such a relief. And like I said, this is unfortunately was something I had to think of, or I was thinking about since the injury happening, was, you know, what is next year going to look like? But when we knew that the Flames were interested, you know, we made sure that they knew that I wanted to be here. There's options to go elsewhere, but, in my head, it's this is where I wanted to be. So, I'm so grateful that it worked out here in Calgary and we get to call Calgary home for another year.
That's awesome, Justin. Well, congratulations on the deal. Continued good luck with the recovery and the rehab and the comeback from the knee injury. And thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Hey, really appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Justin Kirkland, a new one-year contract extension with the Flames. 1 year, one way, $900,000. So Justin will be back for another year as a member of the Flames and an opportunity to build on what was a really good feel-good story this past year. It was hard not. Eric Francis talked about it a lot. He's like, I don't know how many more times I can write about this guy, but I have to keep writing about him. Like, for the first couple months of the season, he was one of the feel-good stories surrounding what was a pretty positive start to the season for the Flames.
I'm going to mess this up because it's been 8 months, but was he not the oldest player to score his first NHL goal from his actual draft year? I think he was tied with, was it like UC Saros? And I say literally UC Saros, the goalie, from an age perspective, coming at 28 versus when you were drafted at 18. I don't have that stat perfect
that
in my head,
right,
but there's something along those lines. So there's that feel-good story. Of course, there's the Costco nickname story. There's the shootout specialist story. And you just think about it. Calgary was one shootout win away from qualifying for the playoffs.
Stop it. Don't.
This guy plays at 75% in the shootout.
Yep. Thanks to Justin for joining us on the program on this Monday. Justin Kirkland on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Barcast Hotline. Serving the best pizza, pasta, steaks, and ribs for over half a century. Dine in at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast or call 403-248-3344 for pickup or delivery.
Anything and everything Calgary Flames. It's all on Flames Talk. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
As we continue on this Monday, June 23rd, it's Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers along with you. Flames Talk, available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Seeker, or wherever you get them, and live right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. On Friday, the Flames and Dryden Hunt agreed to a new two-year contract extension, 2 years at $825,000 on the AAV for Dryden Hunt as he continues his time as a member of the Flames and with the Flames organization. And he joins us now on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Dryden, appreciate the time. It's Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers. How we doing on this Monday?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Doing well. Excited to be here another couple of years and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, how's it feel now that you've had a few days to have it all sink in, another couple of years with the Flames organization? How excited, how happy are you to be continuing your association?
Yeah, I think definitely super excited. I've been here for a couple of years now. I was just really looking forward to kind of being here for a while. Obviously, become close to a lot of guys, you know, whether you're up or down. It's nice to have both teams here in Calgary. That's definitely attractive. And being here over the last couple of years, become close with the staff, you know, trainers, players. So the comfortability part is huge for me, and I'm just really excited for two more years, I guess.
And I know that if you were to end up hitting the open market, you would have had a number of teams interested in you, and there definitely would have been some options for you to go elsewhere. So what was kind of the tipping point that made remaining with the Flames the way to go for you?
Like I said earlier, the comfortability part, had a good season last year and You know, I have good relationships with the coaching staffs on both teams. And so it's just really nice going to the rink. You know, you're not really stepping on eggshells. You're up and got a lot of buddies on the Flames and, you know, really close with a lot of guys in the Wranglers. So that was definitely something I took into account. And then obviously we live here all year round. So it's just another bonus to kind of stick around.
The you mentioned the AHL team and the NHL team being in the same city. You've been around pro hockey for a while now, and you've been in lots of different situations. Just from a player's standpoint, what can that do to make life that much easier on you?
I mean, it's huge. I talk about it all the time. It's kind of been like the role I've been in, you know, throughout my career, unfortunately. It's just so nice to have you know, the team just down the hall. You know, when you're up and down like that, it's almost like you feel like you're in a different organization, and you have to have both teams here in Calgary. You kind of all feel like one. You see both teams around the rink. Sometimes we'll both be at the Dome. Sometimes we'll both be at Winsport, and you just become closer with everybody. And then whether you're playing in the NHL or AHL, I think you just go to the rink a lot more comfortable. So, and then there's the benefit of not having to fly or drive to, you know, whether you're going up or down. So a lot of benefits. I think more teams should probably do it. I think it just makes it more attractable for, you know, your depth pieces to sign there, I guess.
Dryden, that's the on-ice perspective of having the same AHL and NHL team in the same city. How about just being able to go home to the same house every night when you're at home and having all that familiar surroundings, the off-ice life versus the on-ice life? It's got to be a benefit as well.
Yeah, it's huge. Like I said, I've bounced around a lot, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to resign here. It's just, it's nice coming home. Guys come to training camp and they get their places and they're set in those places for the year. Obviously you can get traded and other things happen, but for the most part, you can come to training camp, get your place. And, whether you're up or down, you're in the same place. And as you get older, you get family and that kind of thing. It's a huge part of it.
Dryden, when you look back at this past season, you mentioned you felt like you had a really nice season, you know, strong numbers in the American League. I know it took a little while for you to get into NHL action, but pretty productive in the NHL as well. How do you look back on this past season for yourself?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it. Obviously, you want to play as many games as you can in the NHL, but the role I'm in, it just didn't happen for whatever reason. And you know, when I'm down with the Wranglers, I just try to make the most of it, and I play down there with a lot of confidence. So when I'm down there, I'm trying to create offense, and it just seemed like it worked. You know, we had a lot of, I think we started really strong down there. We had a lot of guys that had good starts, so I was playing on the good line. We had a lot of fun, and you saw a lot of guys got opportunity because of the years they had with the Wranglers. So I was happy about it. And then to go up at the end there, and I didn't play as much, but it's just nice to be up there. I got a lot of buddies in that team. So I was happy with it. Hopefully can kind of build off it, I guess.
We're chatting with Dryden Hunt, who signed a 2-year contract extension with the Flames on Friday. He's joining us on this Monday edition of Flames Talk. It's Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers. Vicks.
Jordan, I'm just wondering what, in from your perspective, allows you to be as effective as you are at the AHL level, and you look over the past couple of seasons, almost a set-and-forget point-per-game player, but also find success at the NHL level when you do come up, whether it's in a top-six or bottom-six role?
I think it's just something that has kind of transpired over my career. I think it's something I struggled with earlier on in my career, is, you know, trying to contribute whether you're up or down. So it just happened, I guess, from maturing over time. And when you go up, when you're younger, I think you put a lot of pressure on yourself to do everything. And I think when you're that guy that gets slotted in there, they don't need you to do everything. They just need you to, you know, play a simple, smart, hard game and be trustworthy. So I've kind of learned that as I've gone on. And then just, I think as over time, you just get comfortable with the AHL, you can, you know, you go out there, you're not too worried about your defensive situations, and you just go out there and play and try to create as much offense as you can. And it seemed to work for me the last couple of years.
Does that mentality change when you come up to the NHL level and you're asked to play a third or fourth line role, where one is to not be a liability on the ice, not get scored on, and then contribute secondary scoring?
It's a little bit of a 180 mentality. When I'm up, I'm trying to take care of my defensive I guess, responsibilities first. And then if I can chip in, I can chip in. But yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a different mentality when I'm down. I'm trying to create offense and I'm trying to think that offense first. And then when you're up, you just want to be a reliable, trustworthy guy that Huss can trust up on the ice. So it's kind of a different mindset, but you just want to contribute where you can, I guess.
In terms of contributing, again, a set and forget point per game player at the American League level, but how much do you pride yourself on the leadership element of being in the American League and helping some of the younger guys along too?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, as guys get older, you kind of see some guys go over to Europe or KHL or whatever it may be. But as I've kind of gotten older, I just, you know, you kind of want to take on that leadership role if you, you know, you're, if you're down there. I take pride in that. It's something that I've kind of learned over time that if you're going to be down there, you just want to try and be a good guy. Someone that young guys can kind of look up to. Obviously, it's never easy coming from junior. You can remember back when you were 20, 21, and you thought the American League was going to be easy after lighting up, you know, the major juniors, and it just never really is. So it's good to have older guys down there to kind of show the young guys the way. And over the last couple of years, you've seen that. You've seen Matty go up and have good years. Rory had a great little stint there. Peltz has been great when he went up. So you just try and be that guy that can help the young guys when they're down there, and then when they go off, they can kind of prosper.
Dryden, you talked about how you kind of learned and grew into that ability to be effective at whatever role you're playing in the American League, and then you can still be effective in a different role, perhaps at the NHL level. When you were, and you mentioned it was a little harder to do when you're younger, like, did you have anybody when you were younger who was able to kind of show you the ropes or let you know what to expect, kind of like you can do now for some of the younger players in this organization?
Yeah, I definitely did. I started in Florida, seems like a lifetime ago, but and we were in Springfield, and I had some older guys that definitely helped out. And you're a little bit naive when you're that age, you know. Came out of junior, had a, you know, bunch of goals, bunch of points, and you just think that you're going to be that guy in the NHL, and that's just really not the case, unfortunately. So it's good to have guys like that to, you know, help you out. I wish I would have listened a little more when I was younger, but, you know, that's just the way it is, and I'll just try and relay that message to guys, because, you know, there's a lot of skilled players in the NHL. They need everybody to win. They need good grinders, you know, good guys that can play up in the lineup. So it's important to kind of pass that message along.
How have you seen some of your Wrangler teammates, your younger Wrangler teammates, embrace that message from a guy, as you mentioned, you had 116 points in your final junior season with Moose Jaw. How have you seen them kind of absorb the messaging that you're trying to give them?
Yeah, that's just a tough thing, right? Everybody wants to score goals and produce, and there's just not a lot of spots available for that in the NHL. You see a lot of the spots available at the bottom of the lineup type of guys. So if you can kind of go up there and carve out a nice little role and create a little niche for yourself, and you can carry that on for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years and set your family up pretty nice. So I try and, you know, create that message. Obviously, it's great to chip in on offense, but if you're going to go up there and you're playing on that fourth line, you kind of got to embrace it and get a good little way for yourself.
And you mentioned carving out a niche. You've done that for yourself in the Calgary organization as well. You look back a couple of seasons, you played 28 games in the NHL. You mentioned getting the 5 games in, maybe not as many as you'd like, but you still got those games. I'm just curious, from your perspective, what will allow you to get more time with the Flames this season, do you think?
I think it's definitely timing. There was a couple times, I think, during the AHL season where I was hurt and maybe there was other opportunity. So a lot of it's timing, and then you got to come to camp and be ready to play. And like I said, there's a lot of young guys, especially in Calgary, that are wanting to play bigger minutes and get that opportunity. So I come to camp with everybody else wanting to make the NHL. And if you're with the Wranglers, you know, you got to produce and make the most of that. And when you get called up, like I said earlier, you got to be that reliable guy that coaches can put you out there. So I come to camp with the same mindset as someone who's a little bit younger, I guess, and really looking to make the team.
Dryden, is there anything that, you know, in your mind that you can do. You talk about timing and opportunity and all those types of things, and those are largely out of your hands. Is there anything that you look at going into the next season with a new 2-year deal in the organization that, you know, maybe you can do to get yourself a little bit more NHL playing time, or is a lot of it just kind of based on things that are out of your control?
A little bit of both. I mean, that's what I love about this organization is if you're playing well with the Wranglers or you had a good camp, they're going to give you a shot. So if I can come to camp and, you know, maybe make the most of my opportunities when you get a chance in the slot or you know, be a reliable guy and just, you know, just take it one day at a time and have good camp and see what happens. I think I got a pretty good relationship with Husk and, you know, if you earn it, I think that's the good thing about this organization is, you know, they'll reward you. So it's something that I always think, well, you know, you got to come into camp, have a good camp and be that guy that can play anywhere in the lineup because that's kind of valuable as the year goes on. You know, injuries happen and if you can play up in the lineup, that's a benefit for a coach to have someone like that. So hopefully I can start strong and we'll just see what happens.
We're chatting with Dryden Hunt joining us here on Flamestock. I do have to ask you about the new head coach of the Wranglers. What'd you make of your former captain getting the head coaching role a couple years after his playing career comes to an end? What was your reaction when you heard Brett Sutter was going to be the head coach of the Wranglers?
I'm very excited. You know, that last year he was captain, he was almost coaching too on the bench. So it's kind of been a seamless transition for him. Last year, you know, he got a little taste of the head coach. And when he was back there, I just think, like everybody knows, it's in his blood. And he was a natural back there. Obviously, he's got great relationships with the guys. But, you know, when it's time to work, it's time to work. And he'll hold everybody accountable. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know he won't take this opportunity for granted. He works super hard. And like I said, he's a Sutter. It's in his blood. So I'm excited. Yeah.
So I take it you're not surprised at all that he goes from playing to coaching as an assistant 1 year and now he's a head coach. Like usually that feels like a pretty quick jump to head coach, but you know better than most. That doesn't seem like a surprise to you, hey?
Yeah, I don't think. Maybe from the outside looking in, it's a bit of a jump, but if anybody that knows Brett knows that he's ready for this opportunity. And, you know, like I said earlier, like when he was the captain, he was the way he acts on the bench, he was almost a coach. And then last year he got a little taste of it. So no, I'm not surprised. I guess from the outside looking in, it can be like, it can look like a bit of a jump, but the guys that know him and the guys that have played under him, he'll do a great job and everybody's super pumped.
Dryden, just a couple more. It's funny, before you jumped on with us, Justin Kirkland joined us as well. He's a guy that has made Calgary his home recently and was super excited to remain with the Flames organization. You've done the same thing in recent years, made Calgary your full-time home outside of hockey. What went into that? What went into making Calgary your spot over the last number of years?
Yeah, I come from Nelson, BC, and I used to always come to Calgary in the summers, train with Crash Conditioning, and ended up just really liking it. My wife's from here now, so her family's here. It's just it's a great place to live. You have the mountains right there. I'm from BC, so BC is close, and I mean, it can get cold, but it's sunny all the time. And I mean, that's good for the mentals, especially when it's the dog days and you're like, oh my God, I gotta go to the rink again. And it's beautiful and sunny. So that helps. And, it's great neighborhoods. We live in an awesome one, lots of young families. So, it was a no brainer for us to live here all year and just bundle up in the winter and you'll be all right.
And the other thing that Justin talked about was, you know, he's a guy who's kind of been through a similar journey as you. You know, he's been that guy who's been productive in the American League and trying to get that shot in the NHL. And he got his deal before free agency, didn't have to go through the stress of maybe not knowing where you're going to end up. What about for you? You get this deal signed, you know, a little bit less than 2 weeks before free agency opens. I'm curious from your perspective, how much of a weight off your shoulders that is.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, everybody is like, can't wait for, you know, free agency. And it's a pretty stressful time, even for someone like me who has little to no role. But it's nice to get it done with. You know, it's good for your family. There's leading up to the date, there's so many teams that call on your, and you just think about different places you could go and interests like that. And it's just, you just never know. So to know is nice, especially for a guy that's bounced around a little bit. It's nice to know where you're going to live for the next 2 years. And super pumped for Kirky, obviously. What a year he had, unfortunately. But he was riding a pretty good high there. So hopefully he can take it in next year.
Well, we really appreciate the time this afternoon, Dryden. What do the next few months look like for you? Is a couple months until training camp begins? What's the rest of the Dryden Hunt summer look like on your side of things?
Yeah, just working out, skating. I got a 3 month or 4 month old actually at home. So my summers look a little different now.
You don't say.
I guess fortunately and unfortunately. a little bit less golf. My clubs are collecting dust downstairs, unfortunately. So a little bit less sleep, but it's fun to come home to him every day. It's a little bit different. Keeps you on your toes for sure. So hopefully as the summer goes on, I get a little bit more sleep and I'll be ready for training camp.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. That is awesome to hear. And congratulations on the new 2-year deal that you signed a few days ago. That's awesome to see as well. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. Thanks for doing this, Dryden.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. That is Dryden Hunt of the Flames. 2-year deal at $825,000 at the NHL level signed on Friday. Good AHL number as well on the two-way side. $400K, $500,000 guaranteed on Dryden's latest contract. And he joined us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Serving the best pizza, pasta, steaks, and ribs for over half a century. Dine in at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast or call 403-248-3344 for pickup or delivery.